Hey, Chicago, this is Mike the Roofer O'Malley. You're listening to the Hoolies Hooli, 1240 WSBC. Are you ready for Christmas? I'm not.
Yeah,
Mike the Roofer O'Malley.
I haven't seen him in a while.
Me neither. Are you ready for Christmas?
No.
We got a ways to go. That was cool. That's the Hot Sprockets with Cruising. Again, I like keeping that as the opening bit, the opening number.
So do I.
High energy.
Get the high energy rolling.
Yep.
Welcome to Hooli's Hooli. I'm Bill Houlihan. Houlihan is sitting next to me.
Yep. Cool.
Dad, how was your weekend?
It was pretty good. We went live.
We did go
last
live.
Last week. That was the most of the weekend, and that was great.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it was a new experience, and we'll get better at it as we go along.
Yeah, we will. I hope we had some guests last week. Oh, Ralph Campagna and Arnett Morris were on the show last week from the Off the Street Club of Chicago.
Right.
They had their banquet this week.
I believe it's tomorrow. Or no, it was no, it's this past week. Yeah, you're right.
And I want to thank them for doing the show. And tonight we have an awesome guest.
Yes, we do.
It's Dan McGinnis of the Dan McGinnis Band of himself. He's a singer, songwriter, actor. He'll be in town all month playing Foxes in Oak Lawn. He lives out in Colorado now, or Montana?
Wyoming. Close.
Yeah.
Big, wide open, and flat.
Well, I guess I should just introduce him. Hey, everybody, it's Dan McGinnis.
Hi.
Welcome, Dan.
Yeah, I'll just clap for myself. I like to give myself the clap every now and then.
Oh, boy. Well, Dan, thanks for coming all the way from Wyoming.
Yeah, got in last night. Thank you.
Now, you're doing a double duty of Hooli this
double
week.
Double dipping with your family. Any other relatives I can visit with tonight?
No, I don't know. Is there anybody else? No, I don't think so.
No.
Just us.
Just give me the addresses of all the relatives in the area, and I'll just... Excuse me.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe my Uncle Paul will call you to shovel the snow later on if you're interested in something like that.
Well, I hope it doesn't snow tonight.
He would do something like that on Facebook. Like, that Dan seems like a nice feller. Yeah.
He doesn't sound
now you're talking like my cat.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's a Chicago boy. What's he doing there?
How are things? What drew you to Wyoming? First of all, for my audience, I've known Dan for a number of years. We've worked together with a comedy sketch group called FND Films. We've made a couple of popular sketches on YouTube, one being The Grass.
I couldn't believe the day that they put that up. Within hours, it had like 20,000 hits. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, that was outstanding. You didn't know who those guys were, like, outright.
No idea. I met everybody that first day. Like, all right, here's the script, but we're just going to kind of be loose on it. I'm like, oh, okay.
I'm referring to the sketch group FND Films. They're based out of Chicago. They're wildly successful on YouTube. I know them because my brother-in-law is their third troop member, sort of met them in college. They slowly got myself. My brother's been involved. Dan McGinnis has been involved. We've done a number of sketches on YouTube, and they've reached incredible mass. I mean, like...
That's awesome.
Well, they have 300,000 web subscribers and like 90 million video views.
Unbelievable.
So, yeah. It's kind of wild to work really hard on something and get like 16 views, and then FND goes out and makes a video of themselves going to, you know, Taco Bell, and it has like 2 million
views.
Yeah,
well, like on my original music, you know, on iTunes, I'll get a check every 3 months for like $3.40 for like the, you know, 11 people that downloaded it. And then, like you said, they put a video up, and within 3 hours, 20,000 hits. I'm like, well, I'm doing something wrong.
No, I didn't think I was doing so. I was thrilled to be aligned with them.
Yeah, part of it, that, that 2 minute sketch, The Grass, I was like, yeah, they spelled my name right. Yeah. Awesome.
And you shot something with them.
And everybody,
week,
all their right? viewers thought you were Gary Busey or Val Kilmer.
Val Kilmer with the hair. Yeah, I don't get that at all. But you know.
For our listeners, go to YouTube, type in FND, The Grass. And Dan McGinnis looks exactly like Val Kilmer from Heat.
I guess. I don't know. They told me to wear tight jeans that day, so I did.
And then I got like some comment on YouTube. Guy at 1 minute and 24 seconds looks like young Bruce Willis.
Young Bruce, yeah. With the glasses and the jacket.
Yeah, I think I looked like Bruce Willis from that cheesy blues video he made. Remember that, where he's like smoking a cigar, like running around a pool hall kicking butt?
That's always fun when they actually timestamp like exactly... Yeah. You know, at 124.
Guy at minute 24, yeah. Young Bruce Willis. And that's because I'm bald.
Yeah. I was like, I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm losing my hair.
I get it. All right.
Although,
yeah.
I guess if you're going to compare me to any bald people, I'll take Willis.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that'd be one to want, yeah. I guess.
Well, who would be a bad one to get? You look like...
Telly Savalas.
You look like Wally Shawn, you know? Thank you.
Yeah, that's... Wow, that's going outside the box with Wally Shawn. Wow. People even know who... I mean, our listeners probably would have no idea who that he is unless they were like a cult film nerd.
That's what Google's for. Google Wally Shawn. <Yeah. laughs> Wallace Shawn. He's a very famous Broadway guy. Anyway,
he's also in the Prince of Princess Bride. I think that's probably where you can probably remember.
Yes, he is in the Princess Bride. I want Dan McGinnis to be my Princess Bride this night and play some nice tunes for everybody.
Can we dim the studio lights, please? Yeah. That would be fantastic.
Dan, so we worked together on a number of films together, and then I discovered that your parents were from Ireland and that you were also a musician.
Yeah.
So I think it was my buddy Bob Flood. He wrote on the Facebook when we did the video together. He was like, that dude plays in my bar every week.
Yeah,
and I was like,
why does everybody that you work with or associate with all of a sudden have a Southern accent?
I don't know. Maybe it's tonight.
You, like, that's the default accent. People that want to, like, invest money just off subject, like, you know, the stock market. Screw the stock market. Invest in redneck, because that's not going anywhere, and the numbers are through the roof. Everywhere you go, you can go to Canada. I tell you what, I'll take myself a Coors Light. It's like, wait, what? So... I support you with that accent.
But getting back to Flood, sorry for interrupting there, Pat. Go ahead.
My story was that Flood wrote that Dan on my Facebook. I was like, I know that guy. He plays in my bar every month. So then I asked Dan. I was like, oh, you're a musician? He was like, oh, yeah. I also play in this wildly successful Creedence Clearwater Revival sort of cover group as well. Dan sighs. He's like, that's a money-making gig. I don't want to talk
That's the fun one that we travel with and stay in nice hotels, and
then
when I play my music, I, you know, play at Fox's.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. No.
We played or Fitzgerald's.
We can edit that out, right? Yeah, yeah. Or Fitzgerald's, yeah.
Joe Kunkel's in that band with you, right?
Yeah, I
know Joe.
Yeah, you know Joe.
Absolutely.
Susie's in your dad's book.
Yeah, his sister's a friend of mine. We grew up together, sure. And is he the percussionist?
Drummer.
Yeah,
same thing. But fancy title for a drummer is percussionist.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, so you married a woman that brought you back out to her hometown, right?
Yeah, I met her in Wyoming when I was playing the Sturgis Bike Rally. I do that every year.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's wild, but it's fun. So I dragged her here for 5 years after we got married, and then just back in April, we moved out to Wyoming. I was like, you know what? We're going.
Yeah.
I love it out there.
Yeah.
And I don't regret a single minute of it. It's amazing out there.
Cowboy and
now, we've had advanced winter disorder for like the last 3 months.
What does that mean?
Meaning we got snow in September.
Wow.
Yeah. And then it melted, and then it snowed again like 2 weeks ago. So
how hard does it snow there? I mean, are we talking...
It comes down.
Like Chicago style?
Yeah, like in a play, in a theater, the way they just pull a string and it just...
Falls
down.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've never seen it just blanket snow like it does out there. It's crazy. We get snowed in for like 3-4 days at a time.
Do you have a truck?
We run out and purchase the all-wheel drive route, but we do have a pickup truck on the premises, four-wheel drive.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and you do get stuck every now and then, so.
That's awesome.
It's fun. She's happy to be home, and I'm happy to be out of there.
Are you playing a lot of gigs out there?
Yeah. I mean, not like I was here where there's 5 million bars and everything, but like I kind of wanted a little bit of a break. It was
everything's got to be so stretched out there. It's like, hey, I'm playing this bar. Where's the bar? 1:20.
Well, out here, right? If you tell somebody like, oh, it's just 30 miles or 40 miles away, you'd be like, bleep, bleep, bleep.
Yeah, no,
I'm not going.
I'm not going
out there. They're like, only 30 miles? Oh, yeah, we'll be there.
Yeah,
very cool.
So all the towns are 20-30 miles apart.
Right,
and that's just the norm now. Now when I come back here, you know, I'm in that mentality now where it's just like, what? I'm not going. Naperville? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Now, your folks still live here.
Yeah, down in Payless.
How many siblings do you have, Dan?
6 older brothers and sisters, 3 of each.
Okay, and you're the youngest of all of it?
Yeah.
The baby of the family.
Yeah.
Anybody else in the arts with you?
My brother John in L.A. is involved. He does some acting stuff, but a lot of, music editing and stuff. He went to Columbia for that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
How old were you when you started playing guitar?
18. I was a late bloomer.
Really?
Yeah. Most people that I, most musicians that I play with all the time, you know, Joe Kunkel grew up playing drums as a kid.
And yeah, I know.
My guitar player, you know, picked up a guitar in seventh grade. I didn't get into it until a year after high school. I was always around friends that played.
Yeah.
But I was like, well, what do I do? I was actually doing more acting stuff during and after high school. Nothing nothing like F&D.
Was it something that you actually went and took lessons, or were you kind of a self-taught guy?
I'm embarrassed to say self-taught because I'm not very good.
Okay.
I should have taken lessons, you know.
Okay.
But it's, yeah, after high school. So, I mean, I kind of crash-coursed it a little bit and started playing gigs right away. And
we did the guitar lesson thing.
We did.
It wasn't. For, no. You know, we had a piano in the house our whole life, but I was afraid to touch. You know, I was like, "What do I do with this?"
Yeah.
You know, like to make a living playing music, growing up was just unheard of. Now my dad was in bands in Ireland, and when he moved to the States when he was 20, played in bands.
Yes.
But it was just never passed down to us that yes, you can do this. You know, my dad grew up; he worked for the People's Gas here in Chicago, so everything was get a trade, get a job, get the hell out of the house.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, I'm going to go play an open mic.
Yeah, but it worked out for you because your dad's like, if you're going to play open mics, you're doing it every day.
Yeah.
You know, and you're like, okay.
You'll get a trade. I'm going to buy you a shovel for your birthday. Get the hell out of the house.
Yeah.
So I've tried to quit. I can't.
You can't quit? Oh, try. Why do you want to?
No, I'm not trying to do anything. But it's going well.
Remember the guitar thing with us? It was like,
yeah. I mean, we were playing. I think I got a guitar and then discovered like sports.
No,
yeah.
We got guitars and it was like, you know, we were going to lessons and then football season, seventh grade started. And it was like,
yeah,
just the discipline of sitting down and trying to get the calluses on your fingers and everything.
Well, they give you the Mel Bay book to learn. But I just remember just going to the guy and be like, when can I learn how to play Thunderstruck? And the guy was like, we're going to play Mary Had a Little Lamb first before you learn how to play Thunderstruck.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like,
oh, McDonald.
I was like, well, guess what? My mom's paying for the classes, so we're learning Thunderstruck. And the guy was like, all right, fine.
We need advanced AC/DC right now.
Yeah. Was I playing left-handed on a right-handed guitar?
Huh. Yeah.
So it was.
He
was
I started Little League that way. I'm
he
a
was
lefty.
Trying to teach me backwards. And you know what? He was a good teacher because I have two friends that went to him, you know, and they're phenomenal musicians.
I'd love
to
know his name. Here's
$5. His name was Chris, and he talked like this, and he's like, hey, do you guys like Spin Doctors?
Oh, my God. Hey, I'm going to go be a car salesman.
He had a black Ibanez on
his
guitar. Black Ibanez. He was like was he in a metal band or something? Or no, I don't think he was metal, but.
I don't know. I just remember wanting to learn how to play like Crazy Train, Thunderstruck.
Nice.
And he was like, what about Little Miss Bit Can't Be Wrong by the Spin Doctors?
Wow.
Yeah, we weren't digging that.
You're like, refund, please.
No.
I think the one thing that stands out in my whole like brain about like going over to Guitar Fun when we were growing up on Oak Park Avenue was Pita Bread Lady. Lady was always eating pita bread.
With
it was
anything
very
on
strange.
It? No hummus
just
or
nothing.
Nothing.
She was just like eating pita bread at the counter.
She would offer pita bread to you though.
That's so dry.
Yeah.
You're like swallow.
She was like, how much is that Washburn?
Trying to get it down.
$800. Would you like some pita bread?
Exactly.
Can I put $400 down in a loaf of pita bread and come back pay
well,
the bills?
Well, tonight's
tomorrow?
Show is not sponsored by pita bread, but it is sponsored by Madden Funds, and I want to thank them for sponsoring us again for keeping the Hoolies Hooli alive and going. You're listening to 1240 AM WSBC. Dan, we'll be back again with we'll be back with Dan McGinnis when we come back after this small commercial message.
What do you do with an old 401k? If you have a 401k or 403b account at a former employer, there's a good chance that you're not sure what to do with it. It can be an emotional time when you are retiring or changing jobs, but it's especially important not to make hasty decisions with your workplace account. In particular, beware of cashing out, which almost always comes with high taxes and penalties and can undermine your ability to reach your long-term retirement income goals. You generally have four choices of what to do with your old 401k. Where can you get help to decide which choice makes sense for you? Our sponsor, Madden Funds Management, is a specialist in advising, managing, and rolling over 401k accounts. In a phone call or on a visit to Madden's office in Oak Park, Mike Madden will be glad to help you weigh the pros and cons of each option, and if you choose, he can help you implement your choice. There's no fee for the phone call or office visit. The Houlihans and the Maddens have been associated for almost 30 years. We can promise you that the Maddens will give you professional investment advice with never any sales pressure. For more info, go to Madden's website, maddenfunds.com, or call Mike at 708-848-3200. Once again, that number is 708-848-3200. And tell them the Houlihan brothers sent you.
God forbid you should ever have to call a lawyer for a serious injury or wrongful death lawsuit. But if you do, remember Healy Scanlon Law Firm. Our friends Martin Healy Jr. and John Scanlon have been practicing personal injury law for many years. The Healy Scanlon Law Firm has 8 experienced trial attorneys who have been officers of several bar associations, including president of the Illinois Trial Lawyers Association. They've taken on the largest corporations in the world and have won many record-setting multi-million-dollar verdicts for their clients. Martin is first-generation Irish-American. His parents came to Chicago from Swinford and Tourmacady, County Mayo, Ireland. He grew up on the West Side in Resurrection Parish. John is second-generation Irish with 3 grandparents from Kerry and Mayo. He grew up on the South Side in St. John Fisher Parish. God forbid you should ever need a personal injury attorney, but if you do, remember to stick with your own. Healy Scanlon Law Firm. For more information on our friends Martin Healy and John Scanlon and Healy Scanlon Law Firm, go to HealyScanlon.com. See their legal articles in the Irish American News entitled On the Law. Products liability, personal injury, trucking, auto accidents, wrongful death, workers' compensation. Call Martin or John at 312-977-0100 for a free consultation. Healy Scanlon Law Firm. There are people.
Ed Napleton's grandfather, Edward W. Napleton, opened his first automotive business in 1931 on Chicago's South Side. Today, the Napleton family operates more than 50 dealerships in 4 states. The Skinny and Hooley Show is proud to work with Ed Napleton Honda in Oaklawn, reaching out to our Irish-American community. Our friend Eddie Napleton treats the needs of each individual customer with paramount concern. He knows you have high expectations, and Eddie enjoys the challenge of meeting and exceeding those standards each and every time. So drop into Ed Napleton Honda in Oak Lawn when you're looking for a new or used vehicle. Their experienced sales staff is eager to offer you a great deal on a great car. Go to EdNapletonHonda.com to browse their online inventory, schedule a test drive, and investigate financing options. Call Ed Napleton Honda in Oak Lawn at 888-809-7851 or online at EdNapletonHonda.com or in person at 5800 West 95th Street in Oak Lawn. And tell them Skinny and Hooley sent you, and you'll get that same old Southside Irish welcome that Eddie's grandfather started with way back in 1931.
Yeah, we're back. 1240 AM, WSBC, the Hooley's Hooley. I'm here with my brother Bill. And our very special guest tonight, Dan McGinnis.
Hi.
Thanks for being on again, Dan. Tonight, our intern, she's not our intern. She's the intern for the Skinny and Hooley Show. She's here taking pictures of us tonight.
What do you call a rented intern? A rentern?
I don't know.
Jack-o'-lantern? A picture turn?
Well, her name is Sarah Hand, so I want to thank Sarah for coming in and taking pictures with her lovely pink Sony Snapshot camera.
Thanks, Sarah.
What do you got in there, a 2 megabyte memory card?
Yep.
Well, why don't you show? It's kind of, is that a 1 gig?
Well, thank you, Sarah, for being on the show. Hey, listeners, if you would like to call in tonight, we can be reached at 773-792-1240. Once again, 773-792-1240. Call Dan, tell him how much you love the music. Call us, tell us if you like the show, hate the show. You know, we're interested in hearing that stuff.
Absolutely.
A house blew up in Beverly over the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Was it over the weekend? I think no.
Or over the week.
Over the week, yeah.
I'm sorry.
It was the Sheehan family.
I kept saying, are they related to Skinny Sheehan?
They are. They're Skinny. It's Skinny's nephew.
Wow.
It's his wife's house. She was living there with her kids. And I guess it was a gas leak.
Mm-hmm.
And kaboom.
Crazy.
Nobody was in the house and nobody was hurt.
Man, I'm glad that nobody was injured. I remember when I was, thank the Lord nobody was injured.
Yeah.
I remember the house that blew up in River Forest when we were kids.
I'll never forget that.
That was insane.
I'm sure it was something probably similar to like that, to what the people
in
Beverly.
We were all sitting at the table and all of a sudden.
At dinner
At dinner time. And then just felt this like boom. Like it
sounded
like.
We felt a shake and it felt like an earthquake or something.
But everybody like walked outside immediately. And like the neighbors across the street was like, what was that? What was that? Everyone's looking around. And everyone just follows to like a herd of people in the whole town descended on it.
Yeah.
And an entire, it was like a mansion. It was like a $1.3 million.
Think of all the food that got wasted that night. You said it was dinner time. All the food that got cold.
Well,
Oh, yeah.
I'm starving right now. Remember, that's why I'm thinking.
I bet you that was a lot of meatloaf. Oh, yeah. My buddy's dog, he said the dog bowl like leapt from the ground from the power of the shake.
Dogs were happy then because all the food left in the kitchens.
Now, my favorite bit was, so I'm watching the news when this thing happens in Beverly, and everybody seems very sympathetic. You know, like, this is a terrible thing.
You know, there's a family without a home right
now.
Of course.
But this, the gas. But I remember when they covered the River Forest thing, they cut to this guy who lives behind the house.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And he's like this Steven Seagal, like, Italian dude with a ponytail and a smoking jacket on. And I witnessed, and he's like, he goes, yeah, I got debris in my hair. I got debris all over my lawn. My jacket's ruined. I was barbecuing outside.
Screwface, I don't know, Screwface.
I mean, it was great. He was angry about it. He goes, the guy's not home. Of course he's not home. He's never home.
You know? Oh, man. Yeah.
And I was like, I'm Chuck Gowdy. Thanks, Vito. You know, like whoever it was investigating. Yeah. But just the guy's anger. Like, everybody's like, man, I hope everybody was this week. Everyone's like, I hope they're okay. This guy. Do you know what happened? No, but my lawn's ruined.
I got to go back to the Thompson house
now.
Well,
it was a natural gas explosion, and it happened in Morgan Park, Beverly neighborhood. The Sheehan family's home was ruined, so they're going to be having – it was at 2148 West 107th Place. So Alderman Matt O'Shea from the 19th Ward announced that there's going to be an account at Beverly Bank to benefit the family during this difficult time. So – anybody interested in supporting the Sheehans can make a donation at Beverly Bank and Trust at 102nd, 10258 Southwestern Avenue to account number 400099295. And the account is under the benefit of the Sheehan family. So please share this information with your friends and family, and let's help the Sheehan family out. It's Christmas time. It's got to be tough to go through something like that.
Well, absolutely.
Sheehan, I mean, that's a... They're not celebrating Christmas.
And there are old friends, you know, so we want to help them as well. So
yes, we do.
Take care of the Sheehan family. Our thoughts and prayers are with them during this difficult time. Also, you know, there was another foundation that, while I'm sitting here mentioning that, is that there was a family from Oak Park, the Hafner family.
Yeah.
Six kids. They lost their mother a couple weeks ago. They're going through a difficult time as well.
Right.
This is, you know, the Murray family that we're very close with. This was their cousin, Deirdre O'Brien Hafner.
All right.
And if you want to donate to their fund, you can also go to the Hafner Children's Fund at the at Community Bank in Oak Park. Contact Molly Crawford. That's at 1001 Lake Street in Oak Park Avenue. Oak Park, Illinois, 60301. So the Community Bank General phone number is 708-660-1000. And if you want to make a donation to them, go to the Hafner Family Children's Fund at Community Bank in Oak Park. And let's see if we can help those kids out. Six kids, and they're going to need some help. So
yeah, and some prayers.
Absolutely.
So we're thinking of the Hafners. All right, Dan McGinnis is here. Dan, are you enjoying your time on the show so far?
I am. Thank you. It's a nice studio.
It is very nice, isn't it?
Shout out to Mike here.
Mike, the engineer, is doing a great job. Love having Mike. Love having Mike back.
Yeah, we weren't in this room last week. I feel special when I'm in this
room. Last time I was this far north up here in Milwaukee Avenue, I was bailing my car out of a tow yard. So it's nice to be here under better circumstances.
Yeah, I would imagine so. Also, for our listeners, if you have any Milwaukee Avenue stories,
Do you have any fine pubs around here? I know you do.
Do you have any Milwaukee Avenue stories? Please call 773-792-1240.
Oh, boy.
The Hooley brothers would like to listen to it.
We'd love to listen to it.
I don't know what that guy, that character was. I don't know who that guy was.
That was Elmer Fudd's idiot nephew a little bit.
He's kind of, he talks like this a little bit. But
he lost a battle with a toaster holding a knife.
Have you ever seen?
That's why he talks.
You know who I think of when I do that? A character like that is like a very, very heavy set man. Have you ever seen those guys that are so big that they can't close their mouth and their tongue?
Oh yeah, their tongue fucking.
Or their pants.
Yeah, no, but they talk like this. I don't know.
Yeah, I've seen it.
people are gonna be like, you know, You don't. I can't even say it. You know.
Hey, you're treating people. You're making fun of people.
I'm
that's
not.
What we do. That's what you love to do.
Yeah, I'm talking about fat people. Sorry, I'm talking about. Reminds
me
of fat
we
guys.
Just lost more sponsors.
No, I love fat people. I'm just saying that's a thing.
That's a quote of the day. I love it.
You're making fun of fat people, but you love fat people.
Well,
we're not. It's the holidays. Everybody's
what do they
want
to be? What do you want to be called now, huh? Obese. You know, there's
chunky, heavy.
So people call me skinny. Hey, you know, or somebody goes, hey, bony.
Weight,
you know, or skinny.
Weight scale challenged.
Skinny Sheehan. I mean, you know, there's guys out there named Fats. I'm not making fun of anybody.
Hey, there's a guy that made a brilliant music career called Fats Domino.
He is.
And there was a great pool player, Minnesota Fats.
Yep.
See? Gleason played him, didn't he?
There's a country band, yeah. Rascal Fats. I mean, no, that's Rascal Flats. Sorry.
Dan, do you have any fat songs we can listen to tonight?
I got a fat track I'd like y'all to hear right now. It's called...
What is this? This is live at Fitzgerald's. Dan McGinnis.
Yeah, my band. We played at Fitzgerald's a couple years ago. This is a live track. I believe it's called Champagne Breezes. And it was recorded in beautiful Berwyn, Illinois. Berwyn!
Yeah, at Fitzgerald's. The legendary Fitzgerald's.
Legendary Fitzgerald's.
Cool, so let's go to that track.
Cool.
That was Dan McGinnis, Champagne Breezes, live at Fitzgerald's in Berwyn. You're listening to 1240 AM WSBC. This is the Hooli's Hooli. We can be reached at 773-792-1240. Bill, that was a pretty cool song.
Great song.
Thanks.
Dan?
I'm sitting right here, guys.
You're playing tonight at Fox's.
Yeah.
What time are we going on?
7.
7 p.m.?
Actually, right when the show... I'll be there till 11.
You'll be there till 11?
Yeah.
And will we be able to hear Champagne Breezes from Dan McGinnis?
Yeah.
I like that.
If you're one of the seven people in the audience at 11 p.m., you'll hear whatever you want.
I love that.
No, just kidding.
So if you're listening to us right now,
the kitchen is open late. Yeah, the kitchen's open late, and some of the best pizza around.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I having moved to Wyoming, we don't get pizza. The little Red Baron flies around his little airplane and drops pizzas like we're in Sarajevo or something.
What's that like now living in? I mean, how bad do you miss Chicago food?
I've lost weight since I've moved there because, I mean, I'm not coming home from a gig at 2 in the morning going, yeah, Taco Bell sounds pretty good. Yeah. Oh, there's the Omega Pancake House. Yeah, I'll take some scrambled eggs. I mean,
like, hey, you know who likes Taco Bell? Fat people.
Fat people? We got fatophiles all over the neighborhood. We're terrible human beings.
Yeah.
Well, just saying it. That's why America's, you know, it is. It's true, though. It's why America's huge.
You go to other countries, you don't really see many obese people. Only in these fine United States.
Uh-huh.
Hey, you know what
I was going to ask you, right, Dan, along? Did you ever do the street musician gig? Did you ever?
Yeah. I swear to God, that is some of the most fun I've ever had in my life when I played on Grafton Street in Dublin.
Really?
Oh, yeah, that would be an experience.
I'm not kidding. Sure. It was like you go far enough away from where the other person is to where you don't hear them or will not interfere with them. No permits or anything. You just play. And it was awesome because you really don't care.
Right.
Because people are just walking by. Sometimes they'll stop, throw a few euro in your case.
Yeah.
I think maybe then it was still pound. I don't know. But it was awesome.
Now, how old were you when you did that?
Oh, it was 10 years ago. It was euro. Okay. I think. I don't know. I got enough for fish and chips and a few points.
How long did you hang out in Ireland?
I was there 5 weeks.
That's a good rip.
Yeah. But it was buskin', they call it.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Have you been back since?
Yeah, 2 years ago.
Did you play?
Played there, and I had a gig in Sweden, a couple gigs in Sweden.
Oh, so. I remember. That's on YouTube. The Sweden gig. Mr. Dan McGuinness.
Very fun.
Right?
Why Sweden?
They loved you, though, man.
Oh, it was awesome. I love them.
There was a huge...
I can't wait to go back.
You played in front of, like, a packed auditorium. Like, how many people were in that room?
This place was, like, 150 years old or something, completely renovated, brilliant sound. And it was, like, four-tier, dude. You keep looking up, and there's, like, these people up there.
Yeah.
And I felt terrible, because all night I'm, like, pointing, like, hey, you guys in the upper deck. Well, they're, like, in the dark, like, way up in the theater.
Sure.
I was like, oh, my God.
But they ate it up, man.
It was fun. There's such good people there. It's such a lovely... Sweden is amazing. I can't wait to go back.
And was that Blue Moon Swamp or was it Dan McGuinness?
I went as a guest with another guy there that does a tribute show and everything. So I played with his band.
Right, and you did like a Creedence number. What number did you do?
We did a bunch. Yeah, it was like a whole show of Creedence stuff.
When you're playing in front of a big crowd like that, do you know when you're looking out into the audience, does it just seem like a sea of nothing at that time when you just kind of get into your own
it's
zone?
A sea of thoughts of me going, I hope I'm wearing my diaper.
Yeah,
because that's crazy. No. That's terrible.
Because I know when I've gotten on stage before, that's what it was like to me. I couldn't actually
out
any of the faces or any people in the audience.
You know, when
until
somebody...
that one time when you're like stumbling on a line and then and you're looking at someone in the crowd and you're going, oh, there's so-and-so, and now I can't remember this line.
Well, and you hope, you know, you lock eyes on somebody that's, like, digging it.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
I'm playing the show just for you, dude.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, if somebody asks me to play in a living room for four people, I'm terrified.
Yes.
If you put me in a huge room with thousands of people, I'm like,
okay,
I got this.
I'm kind of
seriously,
the same way.
A lot of people are. And family parties, it's terrifying. I hate it. You go to somebody's house for Christmas or Easter or Thanksgiving.
Go grab the axe.
Did you bring your guitar? It's like, did you bring your sewing kit? How about you make me a blanket right now, Grandma?
Yeah.
Did you? Oh, you didn't bring your blanket? Oh, I didn't have my guitar. Sorry. Knit me a guitar and I'll sing something.
Because then all of a sudden you revert to that guy that everybody hated in high school that was like,
excuse me, hey, baby.
Playing a couple, like, he's like, hey, we're having after bars at my house. And by the way, I'm pretty good at playing Dave Matthews on my axe.
I know some spin doctors. Like, you want to hear some spin doctors?
Yeah, that guy, for sure.
Exactly. Now it's like, where's your guitar? It's like, dude, I want to eat your food.
You're like, no, that's what I do for I work. That's my job.
Yeah. But no, it's Sweden was awesome. So just playing in Europe, period. You know, playing in the States is great. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Anytime you can leave the country and be allowed back in, you know, it's always fun too.
Yeah.
So the street musician thing only in Ireland. You never went down and like played, you know, on the, you know, near the Blue Line down and
one of the greatest singers I've ever heard was this black guy in the subway,
The Blue Line or the Jackson Stop, Red Line, and Blue Line.
That's where they're always
hanging
out.
The guy was unbelievable. And, you know, what's great about that gig is that you only have to play like two or three songs. Because if you're still waiting for a train after about 7 minutes, you got problems.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Or it's 3 a.m.
This is the time of year. I just saw a picture of it. They got the Holiday L has been starting to make its rounds.
I've seen that.
Now.
That's cool.
Yeah. Pretty neat.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I was thinking...
All Bill wants for Christmas is a ride on the Hollywood, on the Christmas Blue Line train.
No thanks. No. Yeah.
Somebody's going to ask their mom and dad for that, and their mom and dad are going to be like, yes. How much is that? It's $3, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, there's schedules for it, and people can look it up, but I haven't done it. I actually would like to check it out. People say it's quite an experience.
It looks cool when it goes overhead.
Awesome. I get nostalgic.
Riding the Green Line every day is an experience nonetheless.
Yes, it is.
So.
I don't think I've ever been on the Green Line. Maybe once.
Oh, it's some good people watching. Yeah.
You're missing out, dude.
Gotta love the West Side.
Oh, yeah. It's life in a nutshell right there. It's everything going on in the world wrapped up in about 16 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely.
It's humanity. It's cool. So that's actually, you know what? If I am going to go on the Holiday L track, I want to be on the Green Line for it because that's the best ride.
Yeah.
For sure. You know, sure. I don't want to be on it when a bunch of yuppies from, you know.
Oh, jeez.
Everyone in their top coats from Linkin Park.
Lord help
Hollywood
us.
L.
Oh, I got flush. Why do I keep calling
it flax. I keep calling it the Hollywood L. The Holiday L.
The Holiday L. Yeah,
let's go to the Hollywood Grill. Get the Hollywood. On the Blue Line. They serve Coors Light.
Yeah. The Hollywood L. I don't know. That's a movie.
That's a good movie title. Hollywood L.
Hollywood L, but the H and the E, or the H is falling off. So it's L, but it's L. Huh? Yeah. So the H and the L fell off.
Yeah.
And it's just L.
Yeah.
Who's got
aspiring musician?
Who's got pen and
an
paper?
Aspiring musician rides the Green
it's
Line
got
and
FND
has
FND written all over it.
Yeah.
It's their first horror feature.
Every time I come up with a sketch for the FND guys, they just go, thank you for your input.
That's why I just show up and I'm like, where do you want me to? Where do I stand? Tell me what to do.
That's at this point, that's where I am and I love it. I'm just like, you know what? I'll be your monkey and do what you want me to do and just, you know.
Yeah.
Go over now, there you shot with them earlier this week. How'd that go?
Was awesome. Again, cracking up the whole time.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't wait for the next one to come out.
Cleo Bryan was on set. Brian Walsh was on set helping out. We had some extras. We shot at Kevel's. We recreated the psychic waiter bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dude, that's one of my favorites.
It'll be in the feature that they're doing, but yeah, that is one of the better sketches. Psychic waiter, FND, YouTube.
You don't want
that.
The feel, Rick.
Yeah. And who do you play?
In that sketch?
Yeah.
I play the psychic waiter.
He's brilliant at it.
Yeah, I took a little bit of Tim Gunn.
Cheryl?
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hi.
And our listeners have heard you do the Tim Gunn.
Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah, they heard me do the Tim Gunn before. You're excellent.
Yeah.
It's great. I can't wait to see it.
Dan, do you have any songs for us? Do we have any more songs to play tonight?
Whatever you'd like.
Cool. Well, let's go to one. What number track do you think this is?
I don't know where we're at on the track list. Maybe just hit play on the next one.
We'll go on roulette.
I'm sorry. I wish I had a...
Dan McGinnis roulette.
This is Dan McGinnis Roulette because it's an all Dan McGinnis music night.
I wish
I
knew what my song tracks were.
So. Here we go.
Oh, then not this one.
It's my favorite time of the year. The leaves are falling and my friends of the forest are near. Cool. Running water really makes my day. And I'm so happy I don't know what else to say. This may sound crazy, but I need you in my life. Soft warm smile and the twinkle in your eye. Listen to the night as I put my arms around you. Listen to the night as I put time of the year. The wind blowing like a whisper in my ear. Come with me to the top of the mountain. On top of the world we can really see it all. Listen as I put my arms around you. Listen to the night as I put my arms around you. It's my favorite time of the year. Sweet birds chirping in the morning air is so clear. It's my favorite time of the year.
Pass me the Kleenex.
So emotional.
It was.
It's my I was going through a very sensitive time.
I love the fall. That's what that's about.
By the way, folks, we did Dan McGinnis roulette on the music before we played that last song.
Yeah,
and as soon as it started playing, Dan went, oh.
You probably heard it on the mic. I was like, no, not that one. Is it too late? Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Once, once you're in, you're in. So it's my favorite time of the year, too.
That's what my dad said to my mom.
No!
We're going to have number 7. Damn it.
Hey, folks, you're listening to the Hooli's Hooli. I'm at 1240 AM WSBC. I'm here with myself, my brother Bill, and our guest tonight is Dan McGinnis, musician, singer, songwriter, actor, now Wyoming resident, but former South Side of Chicago resident. And he's in town all week to play Foxes.
All month.
All month in Oak Lawn. And you can see him tonight in Oak Lawn starting at 7 p.m. He'll be teleporting his way from the show over there.
Till 11.
And then he'll be there till 11 o'clock tonight. Playing,
I'll be hawking the food off your tables like, you going to finish that?
Mm-hmm. So that's a good thing. By the way, folks, if you want to call in the show tonight, the number is 773-792-1240. We'd love to hear you. We'd love to invite you into the conversation. So when we come back, Dan, I think we'll wrap it up. Do you have any wise words for us this holiday season?
Please come to Fox's.
Yes.
And eat pizza.
And listen to Dan.
And bring Tums.
Now, how many gigs are you doing there?
The whole month, I believe it's 15.
So oh, wow.
It's four weeks, Thursday to Sunday, starting on, of course, what was that date? It was the 4th.
Okay.
Good Lord.
So Thursday the 4th.
Started on the 4th, ending on the 28th. So thank you for letting me plug that.
But, all right.
The pizza is amazing. The music's all right. But the combination of pizza and music, outstanding.
And a few beers.
And booze.
And yeah, I sound better the more you drink. So.
Do you cocktail when you play?
Mm-hmm.
You do?
I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. I will bus tables. You know, they tell me to entertain the audience. That doesn't mean just on stage. I'll go over and fill their waters.
Yeah.
I'll sing to them happy birthday, mariachi style, whatever.
Great.
You don't mess with too many fat people, though, do you?
No.
Okay, good, because they don't like that.
No.
Apparently, I've been labeled like I'm the worst guy in the world for about heavyset, obese people, tubby. However, tonight, that's been like the running theme in my head is fat people.
No.
I'm sorry.
They're okay.
Yeah, they're the best.
They're good people.
Yep. So are skinny people and bony people and bald people and Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis lookalikes.
And Dan McGinnis.
Yeah.
And Bill Houlihan.
Val Kilmer wannabes.
Val Kilmer. People who eat at Taco Bell. You know?
Oh, my goodness.
And guys who talk like this.
Okay.
Thank you, Dan McGinnis, for being on the Hooli.
Boys, thank you for having me on.
You're welcome.
Oh, we love having you on, Dan.
It's good to see you again.
Absolutely. Happy holidays to you and your family.
You too. Thank you very much. All right, we'll see you on another F&D set.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure. All right, Dan, thank you. We'll be back after these short messages.
What do you do with an old 401k? If you have a 401k or 403b account at a former employer, there's a good chance that you're not sure what to do with it. It can be an emotional time when you are retiring or changing jobs, but it's especially important not to make hasty decisions with your workplace account. In particular, beware of cashing out, which almost always comes with high taxes and penalties and can undermine your ability to reach your long-term retirement income goals. You generally have four choices of what to do with your old 401k. Where can you get help to decide which choice makes sense for you? Our sponsor, Madden Funds Management, is a specialist in advising, managing, and rolling over 401k accounts. In a phone call or on a visit to Madden's office in Oak Park, Mike Madden will be glad to help you weigh the pros and cons of each option, and if you choose, he can help you implement your choice. There's no fee for the phone call or office visit. The Houlihans and the Maddens have been associated for almost 30 years. We can promise you that the Maddens will give you professional investment advice with never any sales pressure. For more info, go to Madden's website, maddenfunds.com, or call Mike at 708-848-3200. Once again, that number is 708-848-3200. And tell them the Houlihan Brothers sent you.
Ed Napleton's grandfather, Edward W. Napleton, opened his first automotive business in 1931 on Chicago's South Side. Today, the Napleton family operates more than 50 dealerships in four states. The Skinny and Hooley Show is proud to work with Ed Napleton Honda in Oaklawn, reaching out to our Irish-American community. Our friend Eddie Napleton treats the needs of each individual customer with paramount concern. He knows you have high expectations, and Eddie enjoys the challenge of meeting and exceeding those standards each and every time. So drop into Ed Napleton Honda in Oak Lawn when you're looking for a new or used vehicle. Their experienced sales staff is eager to offer you a great deal on a great car. Go to ednapletonhonda.com to browse their online inventory, schedule a test drive, and investigate financing options. Call Ed Napleton Honda in Oak Lawn at 888-809-7851 or online at ednapletonhonda.com or in person at 5800 West 95th Street in Oak Lawn. And tell them Skinny and Hooley sent you, and you'll get that same old Southside Irish welcome that Eddie's grandfather started with way back in 1931.
God forbid you should ever have to call a lawyer for a serious injury or wrongful death lawsuit, but if you do, remember Healy Scanlon Law Firm. Our friends Martin Healy Jr. and John Scanlon have been practicing personal injury law for many years. The Healy Scanlon Law Firm has eight experienced trial attorneys who have been officers of several bar associations, including president of the Illinois Trial Lawyers Association. They've taken on the largest corporations in the world and have won many record-setting multi-million dollar verdicts for their clients. Martin is first-generation Irish-American. His parents came to Chicago from Swinford and Tourmacady, County Mayo, Ireland. He grew up on the West Side in Resurrection Parish. John is second-generation Irish with three grandparents from Kerry and Mayo. He grew up on the South Side in St. John Fisher Parish. God forbid you should ever need a personal injury attorney, but if you do, remember to stick with your own. Healy Scanlon Law Firm. For more information on our friends Martin Healy and John Scanlon and Healy Scanlon Law Firm, go to HealyScanlon.com. See their legal articles in the Irish American News entitled On the Law. Products liability, personal injury, trucking, auto accidents, wrongful death, workers' compensation. Call Martin or John at 312-977-0100 for a free consultation. Healy Scanlon Law Firm, they're our people.
And we're back on the Hooli's Hooli, 1240 AM WSBC. Pat, that was great having Dan McGinnis on the show. So good to see him.
It was awesome that he came out and did the show. I love Dan. Very, very, very talented guy.
One of these days, I got to really go out and see. I know he was priding himself on his solo act, but I do want to see him with Blue Moon Swamp.
Yeah.
Because I hear it's awesome.
It's awesome either way. His live act as Dan McGinnis is unbelievable, but the crowds do go wild because he's very good at doing the Fogerty bit. Uh-huh. He doesn't want to talk about that. We don't want to promote that because he's an artist in his own right, and the cover band thing is a way to make dough.
Sure, absolutely.
But he does love that. But he's Dan McGinnis, and he can be seen at Fox's tonight till 11 p.m. Once again,
You know what I was going to let you know is that the St. Patrick's Day Queen contest is going to be on January 18th.
Man, they do it early this year, dude.
Yeah. So the deadline for the drawing is January 2nd, 2015. So if you know any good-looking, hot young Irish girls,
I don't think they have to be hot. That's not. I mean,
yes, they do. You have to be the good look. You know, you have to be a woman of substance, including beauty, brains, charm, all of those things to be a winner of this. I guess that's what I'm told.
Yeah.
So that's going to be on January 18th, and the deadline is January 2nd. It's going to be at Plumbers Hall at 1340 West Washington.
I'll tell you what. If anybody wants to go to that, that's a fun afternoon.
It's always a blast to sit there and have some corned beef sandwiches and some beers and stare and talk to all these beautiful women that are aspiring to be the St. Patrick's Day Queen. There is a fee. It's $25. The fee can be paid online at www.chicagostpatsparade.com or by check. And yes, your family can attend. The girls must be between the ages of 18 and 28 years old. And send a snapshot with name, age, address, phone number, and a brief biography and explanation on why you want to be the queen. And send your information to the Chicago St. Pat's Day Parade. Attention, Queen Contest, P.O. Box 16215, Chicago,
all right.
Illinois.
They can go to the website. They know.
That's right. So the Queen Contest, with deadline January 2nd, 2015.
And what's the age limit?
25. No, 28. 28 is the cutoff.
Okay. So. All right, well, I wish everybody the best of luck who goes and does that. That's a fun time. I understand from our engineer, Mike tells us that we have a phone call, which I'm excited to take.
Oh, finally, somebody called in tonight.
Yep. So I guess Michael Patrick, the hello.
Hello, welcome to the Hoolies Hoolie. Who is this?
Yeah, hey, what's going on?
Nothing. How are you? Who's this?
Doing good. You guys were actually talking about me a little earlier. This is Chris. I was your guitar teacher.
Oh, wow, Chris. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, no worries, man.
I can't believe you were listening.
Yeah, no, it's been, like 15 years? You guys actually still owe me, like, $35.
Yeah, well, you can ask my mom for that. I don't have it. Yeah.
Okay.
Or ask the guy at Guitar Fun.
Yeah, send it there, man. I'll go scoop it up from there.
Are you still giving lessons, Chris?
No, I got out of that game. I played some gigs down in Key West, and I got a little ugly, and I spent some time in jail and stuff, man.
I'm in jail.
Yeah, it's a hard it's a hard story to talk about, but I kept playing music in jail though, which was awesome.
Do you still wear Dracar Noir cologne?
As much as possible. I love that stuff, man.
Do you have the black Ibanez that you used to play all the time still?
Yeah, Betsy Sue. Yeah, I still have her, bro. She's
Betsy
awesome.
Betsy Sue, wow.
Yeah, she's rocking and rolling every day, man. She's, I take very good care of her. I take more care of her than I do myself, bro.
Oh, man.
But I was just saying, I heard you guys talking, and you're kind of, complaining that I wasn't teaching you the right stuff. And, it's like, dude, you gotta walk before you can run and stuff, you gotta swim before you surf, dude.
Oh, I get it, sure.
Jump in and play Thunderstruck and think you're going to get all the girls, because I, had all the girls at that time. And I also heard you talking about fat people. Yeah. I love, love, love fat girls. They're the greatest. So please don't bash them. They are all I have right now. And, you need those people in your life, so please be nice.
Okay, hey, do you still wear the shark tooth necklace? Got that rocking? Yeah.
Absolutely. No one's wearing that. These days, I think I'm the last person to have that on.
How did that go over in jail?
They didn't like it. No. No, they took it away, and then I got it back when I got out. It was really a sweet moment.
Did the calluses on your fingers from playing guitar, did those go away, or did they get put to different kind of use, Chris?
The calluses on my fingers from the guitar turned into calluses from scraping the walls of the jail cell that I was in trying to get out as I was crying uncontrollably.
What can I ask what the crime was that put you in jail?
Yeah, I stole someone else's guitar, a Gibson 1975 limited edition $40,000 guitar. I just took it, told the guy I just wanted to tune it, and then I jumped in a 76 Camaro and got out of there.
How much time did you get?
3 years. It wasn't anything too bad.
You must have had some previous misdemeanors, huh?
No, I mean, I always stayed out of trouble, bro. I was always about the music, man. I just wanted to play.
Do you play any Irish music now, Chris? Because we're kind of an Irish show. I mean, well, sort of, Hooli, but we're here to promote.
I usually got the amp cranked up, totally loud. I'm not all about, folky stuff, but if you could, introduce me to some Irish metal, I'd probably dig it.
Really? Dropkick Murphys is Irish punk.
Is there Irish metal?
There's gotta
be, bro. Of course, there's gotta be, yeah.
Is there Irish people who are angry? Then yes, there's Irish metal.
Yeah, I would imagine you're right about that.
I mean, Ozzy Osbourne's from England.
Yeah.
So what?
So, you mean he was like, they all grew up in like war-torn World War II England, and it was crazy, dude. There was like bombs going off like while they were trying to like have tea and stuff.
Hey, Chris, where do you live?
I'm in my van right now. It's pretty awesome. It's like it's got a custom mural on the outside of a wolf, and it's pretty dope. And so I cruise around. I'm at this what do they call these? A rest stop.
Chris, how did you know that the Hooli's Hooli was a show? Like, do you remember? Did you see a flyer for us somewhere or something?
I was just cruising the AM dial because, like, I'm always listening to FM, but they never play my tunes, so I can't really listen to it. It makes me mad.
Oh, sorry.
So I switch over to AM, and you guys popped up.
And you heard a little Dan McGinnis going, and then you heard us talking about...
Yeah, that guy was super good, man. It was like a monster ballad, that slow tune. I totally cried, man, like a total sissy in my van.
Yeah, champagne. Yeah.
But it was awesome, dude. That dude is like seriously needs to get signed to someone, you know? Do people still... Is there like still record companies? I'm kind of out of the loop.
Yeah, there absolutely are. We'll have to tell Dan. I wish he was still sitting here with us. He would have loved to have known that our old guitar teacher called in after we were talking about him.
Yep. Hey, yeah, Chris, what was Pita Bread Lady's real name? Do you remember her?
No, but, I mean, thank God for her because I was homeless at that time and I lived on pita bread. And if she wasn't there, I'd probably be totally, like, malnutritioned.
Yeah, and you probably would not have wound up in the joint after your rock and roll stint in Key West. Well,
couldn't get pita bread in the joint, dude. It was totally a bummer.
Chris, I want to thank you for calling. I hope wish you the best in this holiday season.
Some more lessons. Like, I'll totally come over.
We should have you on the show and just be our, like, you can give the guests lessons while they're waiting to come on the show. You know, you can teach them how to play Thunderstruck in 4 minutes.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
All right, Chris. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling, Chris.
Yep. All right, man. Later.
Chris. We never even got Chris's last name.
No, I never even knew his last name.
I guess it's just Chris. It's
always going to be Chris.
Chris the guitar teacher.
Yeah.
Well, that was nice of Chris. So once again, our show is coming to an end pretty soon here. We got about 2 minutes to go. You want to plug anything else, Bill?
Well, I know I believe the Irish American Heritage Center is throwing their Christmas show tonight.
Yep.
That starts at, I think it's at 7, right? Right. Yeah, 7:30. 7:30, the concert begins. So,
the concert begins?
Yeah, it's called Happy Christmas.
All right.
So, yeah, go and check that out at the Irish American Heritage Center.
All right, and then
tomorrow. I'm sorry, that's at the Irish, I'm getting this completely wrong. That's not at the Irish American Heritage Center. It's at the Irish Cultural and Heritage Center in Milwaukee. Well, I don't know why am I? I must have hit the wrong link. Sorry, listeners. Don't go there.
Hey, forget that, listeners. Right. But what I do want to say is this Sunday is the Toys for Tots on the Biker Brigade on Western Avenue. And the lineup starts at 6 a.m. at 85th and Western. And the Pledge of Allegiance is at 9:11 a.m. And the parade begins at 9:30. Once again, I want to encourage everybody to go to their local bar, whatever. Put a toy in the toy drive this year. These kids, you know, they need our help. And it's always better to give than to get. So I think it's a great thing. And this is kids can come and see Santa Claus riding the largest motorcycle parade in the world.
It's pretty cool.
It's pretty awesome. So come see the Toys for Tots parade, 85th and Western this Sunday. Lineup starts at 6 a.m. Bring a toy.
Yeah.
And bring your kids, you know. It's going to be a great time. So... That's about it. I want to thank Dan McGinnis, our guest. He plays at Fox's Pizza tonight. You can see him from 8 to 11. He's an old pal. Bill, I want to thank you for doing the show again. Thank you.
Thanks for doing the show. I'm going to be here every week with you, Pat.
I know. It's frightening. No, it's comforting. And I want to apologize to any obese people that I offended this evening. So on that note, we're going to go to Dan's a final song. The song is called That Girl Could Kiss. And until next week, this has been Hooli's Hooli on 1240 AM WSBC. Hello, see you later, goodbye.
Bye.
She was a pretty little girl, from Orange, California. And I knew just what she needed. And her smile could light up the whole town. I looked in her eyes and they gave me a sign. Yeah.